Chapter 4, Liberation. Instruction 1. The physic power may be obtained either by birth, or by the means of drugs, or by the power of words, or the practice of austerities, or by concentration. Instruction 2. The transformation of one species into another is caused by the inflowing of nature. Instruction 3. Good or bad deeds are not at the direct causes of the transformation. They only act as the breakers of obstacles, or to the natural evolution, just as the farmer breaks down the obstacles in a water course so that the water flows through by its own nature. Instruction 4. The ego sense alone can create minds. Instruction 5. Though the activities of different created minds are various, the one original mind controls them all. Instruction 6. Of the various types of minds, only that which is purified by the samadhi is freed from all latent impressions of karma and from all cravings. Instruction 7. The karma of the yogi is neither white nor black. The karma of others is of three kinds: white, black, or mixed. Instruction 8. Of the tendencies produced by these types of karma, only those are manifested for which these conditions are favorable. Instruction 9. Because of our memory of past tendencies, the chain of cause and effect is not broken by the change of species, space, or time. Instruction 10. Since the desire to exist has always been present, our tendencies cannot have anything beginning. Instruction 11. Our subconscious tendencies depend upon cause and effect. They have their basis in the mind, and they are stimulated by the sense objects. If all these are removed, the tendencies are destroyed. Instruction 12. There is the form and expression we call past, and the form and expression we call future. Both exist within the object at all times. Form and expression vary according to time, past, present, or future. Instruction 13. They are either manifest or subtle, according to the nature of the gunas. Instruction 14. Since the gunas work together, within every change of form and expression, there is a unity in all things. Instruction 15. The same object is perceived in different ways by different minds. Therefore, the mind must be other than the object. 15a. The object cannot be said to be dependent on the perception of a single mind. For if this was the case, the object could be said to be non-existent when that single mind was not perceiving it. Instruction 16. The object is known or unknown, depending on the moods of the mind. Instruction 17. Because of the Atman, the Lord of the mind is unchangeable. The mind's fluctuations are always known to it. Instruction 18. The mind is not self-luminous, since it is an object of perception. Instruction 19. And since it cannot be perceived, both subject and object simultaneously. Instruction 20. If one postulates a single mind into a second of time to perceive the first, then one would have to postulate an infinite number of minds, and this would cause confusion of the memory. Instruction 21. The pure consciousness of the Atman is unchangeable. As the reflection of its consciousness falls apart, the mind takes form of the Atman and appears to be the consciousness. Instruction 22. The mind is able to perceive because it reflects both the Atman and the objects of perception. Instruction 23. Though the mind has innumerable impressions and desires, it acts only to serve another, the Atman. For being compound substance, it cannot act independently and for its own sake. Instruction 24. The man of discrimination ceases to regard the mind as the Atman. Instruction 25. When the mind is bent on the practice of discrimination, it moves towards liberation. Instruction 26. Distractions due to past impressions may arise if the mind relaxes its discriminations, even a little. Instruction 27. They may be overcome in the same manner as the obstacles to enlightenment. Instruction 28. He who remains undistracted, even when he is possession of all the psychic powers, achieves as a result of perfect discrimination that samadhi, which is called the cloud of virtue. Instruction 29. Thence comes the cessation of ignorance, the cause of suffering, and the freedom from the power of karma. Instruction 30. Then the whole universe, with all its objects, senses, knowledge, becomes as nothing in comparison to that infinite knowledge which is free from all obstructions and impurities. Instruction 31. Then the sequence of mutations of the gunas comes to an end, for they have fulfilled their purpose. Instruction 32. This is the sequence of the mutations, which takes place at every moment, but which are only perceived at the end of a series. Instruction 33. Since the gunas are no longer have any purpose to serve for the Atman, they resolve themselves into Prakriti. This is liberation. The Atman shines forth in its own pristine nature, as pure as consciousness. End of chapter 4.